How can Robert Quinn be better than he was last year?
You know, it's pass rushing is an art, and you know, you can get better at it. I mean, you can anticipate and get better with counter moves. You know, get better on each opponent. And you know, he's done a lot of, he's taken a lot of time to study, and I think he knows how to, you know, approach each opponent week in and week out. Understands the system very well. So I mean, one would think that, you know, he probably had better numbers than he did last year.
Is the scariest thing about him that he's still so young, especially just for a guy who's been in the league 4 years or going at his point?
I mean, scary for offensive tackles, yeah. Not scary for us,
well.
But, yeah, I mean, he's got a great future ahead of him, you know. Obviously, you know, he's going to attract some attention. But our defense is such that if they so choose to do that, then, you know, either someone else is going to become free or someone else is going to take advantage of a one-on-one.
Jeff, you've had what looks like they don't have all the tenants coming in. There's a record crowd for the Rams camp here in St. Louis. Just your thoughts on that and maybe what it shows about the interest in this team and the program?
Well, I think it's a combination of a lot of different things. One, obviously, what we're doing. Two, the way the organization handles our relationship with our fans, and great time in the Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, and great weather. You know, so we appreciate them coming back, and we hope they continue.
Good to see Kurt.
Yeah.
Ban him from the facility?
No, he's fine. Greg's the one that's chasing him, blitzing him right now all over the building.
Did you notice the crowd growing? Can you tell us there's more?
It appeared to be, yeah, a good crowd capacity.
Sam had a couple of big passes today. What did you think of the way he...
Sam's doing fine, like we said. You know, 3 days in a row, we don't anticipate any issues. You know, the ball's coming off. It's spinning off his hands right now, and made some great throws. And at the other end of those throws were some good efforts and some good catches.
Yeah, Kenny Britt continues to show. He had a couple of nice catches today.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, Mike, Quick, everybody's getting their opportunities. You know, it's hard. Just don't have enough reps to go around with the one-a-day practices, but the guys are taking advantage of them. And, you know, Kenny's a big target, and he can make the tough catch like he's shown the last couple of days.
Now, you have the special teams practice tomorrow, and what can that mean for a player who's, young, especially a young guy, who's trying to make the team?
Well, you know, as we told our rookies when they came in the special teams meeting, our top four or five graded players the last 2 years have all been rookies from a core special team standpoint. So the door's open. Some guys have left that were played on teams that have not come back, and so there's some spots available. So it'll be very competitive. Tomorrow's the first day. Last year we decided to put the pads on for the first day in the special teams practice, and we're going to do that again. So shoulder pads will go on tomorrow. Everybody involved in special teams will be out in the morning. Anybody that's not involved will be in the recovery phase inside at the same time.
A guy like Ray Armstrong kind of helped make his name, obviously, on special teams, but do you see him having the possibility to go beyond that as just a special teams
player? Well, I mean, that'd be the case with Darren and Ray. Both of them were core guys for us last year, big play guys, and, you know, they're both settling in and doing a nice job in the defense.